Hear these words as we read from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, beginning with verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he scattered the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came along and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked his plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. How y'all doing? I'm peachy keen and pristine. God's blessed you this week. Say amen.
Amen.
If you hadn't said "oh me," you weren't paying attention. So I need to give you a little disclaimer. When we first got here, Tommy came over and asked what kind of flowers we would like to have planted in the flower beds at the parsonage. And my response was, "Whatever won't die." Because we're not real green-thumbed. We don't do a real good job of keeping things alive. So it was whatever's simple and what will live on its own. So with that being said, and my mother could grow anything. And I didn't get that talent from her. So Angie and I have a farm in Celeste that we love dearly. And the reason I love it as much as I do is because there's deer out there. There's some good deer out there. And so I got this great idea: until we retire and go out there and build and do all that, I'm going to use that as one of my deer leases. So if you don't know anything about deer hunting, it's the things that you have to do prior to those couple of months of sitting in a blind in the cold weather and watching God's nature. So my grandson, who is 10 years old, and I decided that we were going to plant a food plot because that's what you do. So we went out and we plowed up this area and we got it all nice and neat and went and spent a bunch of money on all this feed or seed to put out there, and clover and all this other stuff that I don't have a clue what it looks like. So if it grew, I wouldn't know. And right in the middle of the food plot, I have a feeder that you fill with corn, and it periodically it'll kick the corn out and all that. So one day we decided, let's go out there, we'll check the place, make sure the feeders still have corn in it and all that, and we walked to the back. And we're standing there, and Trey says, "Papa, what's that?" And I look over, and there's corn stalks growing. And the look on my face was a look of amazement. The look on his face was, "Holy cow, did you do that?" Shortly after that, I read this text, and I thought, okay, God, I understand what you're saying here. Jesus had this way of teaching, and he taught in parables. In other words, he would take what the people understood, their way of life, and he would apply God's word to that so that they could understand it better. So with that in mind, I'm calling today's sermon the parable of the corn. Because there was corn growing out there in it. Y'all got it so far? Okay. All right. Everybody's getting real quiet, so I gotta keep y'all awake, and if I can't do it that way, I'm gonna come stand by you. So in this parable, Jesus is talking about a farmer who goes out and he spreads his seeds. And what he does is he reaches into a bag and he just starts throwing it everywhere. And some of it falls on the path and it ends up getting eat up. And then he throws some more out and it falls into some real shallow dirt. And it springs up, but it dies real quick. And then he throws some and it gets into the weeds and the thorns and all of that grows up and chokes it out. And so, as I read that, I could see where what had happened out at my place taught me a lesson. So I had this one stalk that took root. Well, before that, so right around the feeder, the corn just lays there and the raccoons and the deer and the raccoons and the hogs and the birds and the raccoons come and eat it. So it never gets a chance to take root. It's devoured and it's unsustaining and it's gone. Then I had this one little sprig that sprung up where the path is. And because of all the varmints that we have out there and the fact that Trey and I had no clue that it was growing up, we walked through there and stomped on it. And it was dead. And then we found another stalk that was there, but it was hard to find because something had grown up around it, and it was about that tall. And you could already tell that the leaves were starting to wither away, and it wasn't going to last very long. In our text today, what Jesus is saying is that as we spread the gospel, it's like the farmer spreading the seeds. Some of it is not even going to be touched. No one will ever receive it. It will be out there floating around like everything you put on the internet. Some of it is going to take root. In other words, people are going to hear it, but they're not going to do anything with it in their lives. Kind of like TV commercials. Right? We see TV commercials and we kind of just blow them off. Then some of the seed fell on rocky places. It took root. It sprouted up. It started to do something. And then all of a sudden it was gone. And so many times in the life, people get all fired up and excited and they receive the message and they want to be fired up and they're doing and going and then they're in church all the time and then all of a sudden you look up and they're gone. You see, the word didn't connect fully for them. But then he goes on to talk about some fertile soil. That the farmer threw the seed into the fertile soil and it took root and it yielded 160 and 30 times what was planted. In my food plot at our farm, Trey found a corn stalk. And it was about that tall. And he said, "Papa, what is that on the side of that stalk?" And we looked. It was an ear of corn. Y'all, it was an ear of corn. It was flipping awesome. I grew something. Now, granted, it was only that big. But you could tell it was an ear of corn. Those seeds that had been thrown out there actually took root and produced something. Jesus said in His parable, some of the seed will take root and it will produce 160, 30 times what was planted. When the Word is spread and it takes root in somebody's life, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows, not only does that person grow, but it gets spread even further. And it goes on to the next, and on to the next, and on to the next. And before you know it, excuse me, out of that one seed, a whole crop is born. Yes, I plucked that ear of corn. Just so I could prove that I grew something. The parable of this, or the conclusion to this parable, is this. Every day, we are like the farmer. Every day, we're scattering seeds of faith in God's field. Sometimes it doesn't take and it gets blown and washed away. Sometimes it's heard and people decide, that's not for me. Sometimes it takes root, but it doesn't take root. But every now and then, it produces great fruit. Now, whether you want to accept the fact or not, you are spreading the faith. Whether it's through something you say, something you do, or just your normal, everyday Christian walk, you are spreading the seeds of the good news. You never know. You never know when God decides to take that one seed that you planted and let it grow into a stalk of corn and produce an ear of corn. I am so excited about this upcoming season just to see if I can get a stalk of corn to grow two ears. But you know what? If it does, awesome. But if it doesn't, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. Because sooner or later, I'll learn how to plant corn. But more so than that, every day of my life, I will continue to spread the Word of God. Because in order to see one stalk of Christian faith is worth all of the work that has ever been done. A great preacher was asked one time, when you die and you start floating through the air going to heaven and you look down on earth, I'm sure that you will be so excited about where you're going. And he said, no, not really. He said, I'm actually going to be sad. He said, because as I look down there on earth, I'm going to see that one that I could have touched his life. And that one I could have touched her life. And I could have touched that one there by spreading God's word even more so to them. So many times we get into this mentality and this rut that we don't pay attention to where we're going or what we're doing. So I would tell you today, as you spread those seeds, don't stand around and gloat over that one stalk of corn that made it. Because on down the line, there's more fields. Scripture says that the field is great, but the workers are few. And as we move forward in our Christian walk, continue to spread the seeds of faith. Because you never know when you're going to touch a life that really needs to know God. And we may never know how many lives that we do touch. But all that matters is that one day we get to see them in heaven. Amen? All right, let's bow in prayer. Almighty and Holy Father, we're so thankful to you that you give us the opportunity to be your farmers. As we go each day and we spread the seeds of faith, and some of them fall and make nothing, and some fall and just barely do anything, but that one that does, Father, we glorify you that we've had that opportunity to share with them. Father, keep in mind for us that every day you put somebody in our path that needs to know you. Help us to share that good news with them, that they might experience eternal life through you. We pray this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is, I am thine, O Lord. This, as I just said, is our hymn of invitation. Anyone that would like to come and be a part of this congregation by transferring your letter, you're welcome to come and we'll do that. But if you're looking for a relationship with Christ and you want to accept Him in your heart today, come as we stand and sing.